Harley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan, brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Kevin Patnode is the Prince George Cougars account executive. Now, that's a fancy title, but really, it comes down to tickets, tickets, tickets. And even more tickets, Kevin.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's tickets is my life. I love it.
Right. So how did you get into becoming part of the Prince George Cougars organization? And we're going to talk a lot about interaction with the fans that you have a great deal a part of, which is a big part of your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started off at Camosun College in Victoria, BC. I got a sport management degree there. So I worked with the BCHL team down there for a bit. And then I have a classmate there, Ian Scott, who is working with the Cougars now and reached out to me with an opportunity, and here I am.
All right. So what is really involved? What I find very interesting is that you talk to season ticket holders, you talk to fans, you talk to sponsors. Just give us some details about day-to-day who you are speaking to and what kind of reactions are you getting.
So pretty much from a day-to-day basis, I can speak with anybody from a suite holder to a sponsor to a season ticket holder. Honestly, even somebody who just has some questions about the team, you know, or wants to come to a single game. A lot of that has to do with... Honestly, every day is different with that kind of stuff. Like, really, they have, you know, like, let's say a season ticket holder asks about a seat change, or, you know, they have some issues with their cards or something like that. And then next thing you know, a sponsor comes in there. They want to get, you know, say 20 tickets for a game or something like that. It's really, really changes on a day-to-day basis. Or, you know, for example, I'm talking to you today, you know.
And the thing is that everybody wants to know about ticket prices, and the Cougars have made the guarantee that is the least expensive, at least matching any of the other BC division teams. How challenging is that when I say, what's the ticket price? Because it varies so much.
It does, but at the same time, like, we still have, like, one of my favorite parts about all our ticket prices is that, as you mentioned there, it's the cheapest in BC. I was the way I, you know, throughout all of the quarantine stuff, you know, went through and investigated and made sure that we really were at that price point. A big thing to, you know, relay to your question, you know, how cheap is the tickets? You know, we just start off with the, you know, least expensive ticket at $15, and I kind of, you know, if they have more questions, or it really depends on where they want to sit as well. You know, we have some certain sections that are a certain price if you want to sit behind the net. You know, you have some choices there as well. So it really, I ask more questions than just a simple answer with the ticket price question.
Now, right now you are at maximum 50% capacity. So does that mean that there is a lot more movement allowed for fans if they have a middle ticket and they want to move to the end because there's so much room?
So no, like we definitely try to keep people in their seats, especially with all the COVID stuff going on. However, if we have a situation where the fans kind of like, hey, I, you know, want to feel a little bit more comfortable over on the end, to your point there, more than happy to move them and work with them. But yeah, we definitely try to eliminate any kind of last second day of the game movement and stuff like that, just for people's safety.
Yeah, just give us a range of ticket prices from the most expensive, which is your walk up. So if I'm walking up to a game, whether it be Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, just a walk up.
For sure.
You know, how much is that? And then how much is the discount if I have part of a package?
Okay. So I'll answer your question with a question. Where are you wanting to sit?
Middle section.
Middle section. All right. So you're going in the red section. So right around there, it's about $27 a ticket. With the package, so we sell their season tickets, for example, it's $6.50 for a regular full-on adult. If you're anywhere from the age from 7 to 18, or if you're 65 and up, it is $4.95. So with that, it's about $20 a game. So you're saving on average about $10 a game with your season ticket price. We also have other stuff like flex tickets, as well as, basically flex tickets is a big one, but we have some various packs with that. So we have a 10 and a 20 flex. Basically, what those are is that you can use them in any combination to any game. So that's why they're great for handing out for prizes and stuff like that. Because instead of getting, say, 20 tickets each to 20 different games, you can use them in any combination to any game, really. And those prices, they tend to go about, you're saving around $8 to $5 for, depending on the pack that you're wanting to go to. But yeah, that's the breakdown.
So if I want to walk up and I want to go to an end zone, yep. You know, either behind one of the nets, if I'm an adult, that's going to cost me how much? And if I'm a youth?
So if you're going right behind the nets, we actually have one price just because those first four rows behind the nets are hands down our cheapest ticket. They cost you $17 for the actual seat. Season tickets for that whole thing is $300. So that's hands down the cheapest ticket in the league. Like, we have gone out and made sure that everybody in BC has a more expensive option than that one. And it's, you know, we're very proud to offer that. You know, it's something that's important to all of us, is to offer somebody who may not be fortunate enough to go to all the games, or maybe at a more expensive seat, you know, at least they can come and watch and enjoy Cougars hockey.
How often is it that a sponsor will get tickets, not for themselves or for their clients, but for those that can't afford to go to a game? Mm.
So we have some that get season tickets. I'll give a shout out to one. Frozen Paddle is one that they do a couple season tickets for some other people there. The big nights, really, like, we found a lot of like, businesses are really looking to help out for like single games and stuff like that. So for example, we have our Essential Personnel Night coming up, and they we've had some businesses reach out wanting to give tickets to essential personnel people, so firefighters, nurses, anything to do with the front lines of COVID. And it's been great to see how many people are really wanting to give back and support these people. It's really uplifting, you know. It's a nice thing.
So you've been with the team for 2 years, and just about for the entire time, things have been in turmoil because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So how has that affected things?
It's been interesting, you know. Yeah, like, as you said, I've been here for about 2 years, and I probably had about 2 months of normal time, and then everything else has been a little crazy. But it's been really interesting. Honestly, it's been a great learning experience in terms of how to deal with abnormal times, and how are we still communicating with our fans, and how are we still staying relevant, you know, especially during summer is a bit of a downtime for us anyways, and especially with COVID and everybody's just, you know, focusing on themselves and making sure everybody else is okay. We wanted to do that too. So one of the big things during the summer that we did is we just called our season ticket holders. Like, we just wanted to see how they were doing, making sure everybody was doing okay. That was our main focus over COVID, was just keeping in contact with everybody, making sure that, you know, if anybody is sick, hopefully they're doing okay. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's happy, healthy, and looking forward to the next
Hoopie. Okay, let's do a little role play then. Okay,
for sure.
Let's just say I'm a season ticket holder.
Yep.
Okay. And you give me a call. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah.
Hey, Hartley, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good, Kev. How are things?
I'm doing, it's great. You know, we're looking forward to our upcoming season, and just wanted to see how things are going over there. Hopefully life isn't too stressful for you. How is it?
Well, things seem to be going, pretty well. Is there any reason behind the call?
Well, it's just a check-in. You know, we haven't heard from you in a bit, and we haven't had a chance to, you know, really chat in a while. So just really wanted to see how you're doing. Good to hear that you're doing well, though. That's the big thing for us.
Right. Okay. So, now, when some of the folks have concerns,
of course.
They say, oh yeah, well, you know, Kev, since you're on the line and you're representing the Prince George Cougars, now what are the concerns that they tell you about?
Yeah, so some of the concerns, you know, like, to their point, is the seating. Some of them have some conversations just about, a little bit too crowded. It's the big thing that we've been wanting to relay is, you know, we want people to feel comfortable in their own right coming to games. We don't want to tell them this is what you should be feeling comfortable with. We want them to feel comfortable. So if they're thinking that they're, for example, like I said, like, too crowded of an area, we'll move them. We've had some issues just with some comments about masks at the start, which really was a learning process. A lot of us with our staff included, as well as our security staff, just to enforce it, which has gotten a lot better. You know, it's the biggest thing for us throughout all this is it's a learning experience, and we always want to get better. So, that's basically been the main thing, is just the odd COVID concern. But nothing else besides that. It's been pretty good for season ticket holders. And
right. What about the former season ticket holders, or the former ticket holders that have not been to a game in a long time. Mm. When you get a hold of them,
yeah.
are they surprised to hear from you? What are you saying to them? How do you lure that fan back?
Well, a big part of it, honestly, like we've gotten lucky with this COVID thing a little bit with the fact that, and me, myself included, kind of took games for granted a little bit. You know, it was a bit of, Cougar game's playing, and, we'll go and we'll check it out. But once it went away, there was a bit of, we're missing this a little bit. And that was a big part of the calls to former season ticket holders, was just to see, again, the biggest main point that I really want to make sure is, like, we just want to make sure people are doing okay. That's the end of the day, that's the biggest thing. And then I ask, why was there a reason why they left, and try to find out more, because for me being rather new, there's some stories that I haven't heard of, and there's some that I've heard a lot of. Mm-hmm. And, so just wanting to kind of get that basis of why. And then after that, just kind of explaining what things have changed, if they have any questions for me, and just kind of getting that, rekindling that love to go back to the Cougars game and just to have fun, and, that experience of just going out and being with people and just getting loud and, enjoying a game.
Do you find that, people still bring back the past from 15 or 20 years ago, or not really anymore?
They do. It's definitely faded off. Like when I first started, it was a big topic. And now it happens every now and then, but a lot of it is really just them telling us why they left, or just explaining their side of things, which I totally get. Like I I've heard some of the stuff, and at the end of the day, I'm happy that we're, doing the stuff to right the ship and bring these people back and making them happy.
So what do you do then? Okay, so somebody gives you some feedback, and you can give us an example of that. Do you go to your boss, Andy, and do you go to other members of the organization and say, hey, here are the concerns of this particular fan. If we want to get him back, we're going to have to do this. What happens after you've heard from that particular Cougar ticket holder or former ticket holder, they've given you some feedback. What do you do with it?
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, the biggest thing is, any feedback that I get, I take it extremely seriously. Like, any reason why people have left, I want to know, and I value it. Some of the stuff, that I've heard before, along the lines of just mostly it's just past ticket pricing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And a big thing for us is just re-educating. No, we've changed a lot of the stuff. Best prices in BC. It's more catered to those fans and stuff like that. The biggest thing that I do is, if I haven't heard one before and it's something that I do want to really put forward, I will go ask around, kind of see what everybody's thinking. If it's something like, for example, the ticket prices, where I've already heard it, kind of been through it a bit, I know what to say, and I still take it very seriously. I make notes of everybody, and if there's a way for me to fix it, I definitely will. Like, for example, we had somebody who was upset because they won a draw for a jersey. Mm-hmm. And put down the wrong phone number and didn't get it. And then kind of some years went by and the idea got forgotten. And I reached out to them this year, and they were former season ticket holders. And they gave me that this is part of the reason why we left. There were some other reasons, but that was a big one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, well, let's get you a jersey. what I mean? Let's right the wrong and let's get you a jersey. And so that's what we did. And they're back, they're happy. And the arena's fuller.
You're listening to a CAT scan. It's brought to you by Integris. A local speaks louder than words. And we are with Prince George Cougars account executive Kevin Patnode. And we're talking about feedback from some of the season ticket holders and from some of the Cougar fans. Do you hear much? Now, is this, I don't know if this is more for you or Ian, but about game night and game night operations and music and all of that.
Of course.
You hear a lot of that.
I hear a lot of it. With those kind of things, I do relay it to Ian because he's the big guy for that one. But, of course, being on the front lines and dealing with those season ticket holders, like, I welcome the fact that they want to tell me that stuff because, if I can be that one point of contact for all those people, that is great. That's at the end of the day, that's huge. So, we do hear some of it, and all the ones I hear, I relay to Ian, and we find a way to work through it. And if sometimes, if there is one where it's like, hey, this is just how it is, and I get back to them and I tell them. I mean, with game day operations, I don't have too much of a foot in it, but at the same time, we just try to be honest with as much as we can. If somebody has a question about something, if there's an honest answer for it, we'll give it to them.
There's a strong Cougar faithful that no matter what, they're going to go to the games. Mm-hmm. But what about attracting the new fan, the yeah. younger fan? Other than ticket price, are there things you can do? Are these discussions the team has had? How do you get that 25-year-old, 32-year-old new fan? How do you get them hooked on Cougar hockey?
Right. Well, it's funny you ask that too, because that's all all the office's age group is pretty much that. And we've had some internal talks with some sport organizations as well as other scholastic stuff and stuff like that, and we are working on finding a ways to bring them in. A big thing for us is we want our games to be as entertaining as possible as soon as we get those in. You know, at the end of the day, if somebody went home just happy that they had a fun time and didn't even remember the score, that's a win for us, right? So that's what we're trying to build, and that's what we're trying to get the younger population to see. I think we're on a good track there. You know, we've gotten some good fan engagement stuff in terms of just announcements as well as just some little things during the game to really get the crowd going and kind of get that youthful energy back into the building. And I think once more people come, they have fun, they tell their friends, and the ball rolls from there.
You've had a suggestion boxes in the past, and mm-hmm. I imagine you still do.
Of course, yeah.
What comes up in those suggestion boxes?
A lot of it is just most of it just has to do with certain game day stuff, either, you know, suggestions on the music, suggestions just in general on how we do stuff, you know, and it's, we really appreciate that kind of stuff. You know, it's stuff that fans see that they just want to throw it out there, you know, hey, you know, if you did this, we'd be happier. And it's great feedback that we want to know. But a lot of it has to do with game day stuff and just little tweaks that they want us to make.
Four other teams in the BC division in Victoria, in Langley, Kelowna, in Kamloops. How closely do you look at what they're doing, take their ideas, or look at what they're doing and say, hey, maybe that would not work?
I wouldn't say super close. Like, we do monitor them because, you know, there's no such thing as a bad idea necessarily, you know. Like, if we see a post, we're going to at least look at it and see how it went and stuff like that. But we monitor them. But it's not just those BC teams. Like, we literally look at anybody, you know. Like, one of my favorite teams I look at is one in Scotland right now. They have the Glasgow Ice. They have some interesting social media stuff and things like that. And you know, we hope that other teams do that for us too, and they look at us and see, you know, what we're doing, you know. And
so Glasgow Ice, they play in what league?
I don't necessarily know the league. I just know that, you know, I just follow them on social media, and they have some interesting.
Okay, stuff. So I want to hear about these interesting things that they do there in Scotland.
Oh, of course, yeah. So, I mean, one of the things that they, you know, they just do some interesting game nights. Like, one of the things that trying to think of an example now. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, like, they have some just, it's just neat on ice. And it, you know, like, for example, they did like a puppy race. You know, and I don't know if we could actually do that, but it's just like that kind of idea of just out of the box thinking that we really appreciate. You know, I look at all over the world, all the other sports teams too. Like, there's lots of different leagues, you know, like the Australian Baseball League is another one that I look at.
Yeah.
They have, you know, like some very interesting, like, they do, instead of a chuck-a-puck, they do like this weird frisbee toss game that they that they do, as well as like game night themes as well. Like, they do some like behind, like, decades themes, like some 60s 70s stuff, as well as just some bigger ideas with charities that we don't, like, I can't take like directly, but at the same time we'll be like, I like this one specific idea, like they did, what was it, it was something along the lines of the charity would sponsor members of the crowd to go out and do a game, and then the winner, the charity would then give the whole section something. And that idea was cool. You know, I don't know exactly how we could work with that, but those kind of stuff, you know, I like looking at and seeing how we can apply them.
How, now this would be something that you can't control, but when you are talking to fans or former fans, how often does it come back, hey, when the Cougars are winning, then I'll come back or I'll be more interested? Like, and the thing is that it's been since 16-17 when they had the great regular season, but there's been no playoffs since then. We look at the situation now. We see the corner has been turned.
Yep.
I don't know where this Cougar team is going to finish, but they are not a bottom team anymore. And they could be rising quite quickly. Yep. And with being the youngest team in the league and a lot of first and second and third round picks.
For sure.
It's looking a lot more promising. Mm-hmm. So how many fans have said, you know, I'll be more inclined when the results are better? Or has that come up very much?
It, not as often. It, again, it was a little bit more frequent when I first started. I think, again, more of my guessing here at this point, but I think the hub season really turned, really changed a lot of minds. You know, it, like we, it was a, just a completely different hockey team. Like one of the comments that I heard from a fan, which is one of my favorites, is, you know, like past couple of seasons before, they were kind of, they'd see somebody come in and, you know, come on a break or something like that, and they're hoping they would score, right?
Yeah.
Whereas in the hub, there is a couple of players where they're like, ooh, they're gonna score. Like they got, like, there's some confidence building in there.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot more people are seeing that. We didn't have to necessarily tell a lot of people that how well we did. It was a, you know, went around pretty quickly. And of course, guys like you guys telling everybody, you know, it's kind of nice as well. Yeah, like it's petered off a lot. Like I haven't heard any of that comments in months, honestly.
Right.
It's been really nice with that. And to those fans' credit, you know, a lot of them have come. So do want to give them credit for putting money where their mouth is. And they do show up to the games. So I'm happy to see them.
How do you get out-of-town support, particularly midweek?
Mm. When you're saying out-of-town, you mean like...
Well, if you want to... I mean, you've got your base in Prince George, but you need to grow Vanderhoof, Quesnel, Fort St. James, Burns Lake, the Caribou. You've got to bring these fans to feel part of the team to grow.
Of course.
How do you bring them into it?
Well, and it's one of those things with us that we're always reaching out to organizations in those cities just to find ways to work with them. One of the things that just happened right before I came in there is somebody actually donated some tickets to the hospital out in Fraser Lake there. So so we got, you know, it's starting to come in, but we definitely want to reach out more, and we're hoping to do more things just with physically being out there as well as other promotions and finding ways to involve them. Another thing that we do is the school program. This year it's a bit different, but last year we went out to, I know, Vanderhoof, and I believe there was Fraser Lake as well. There was another smaller area that came out, and you know, had a blast, and we're happy to see them. Like, honestly, for me, like, I love the people in Prince George, and I, you know, consider the extended group of cities, you know, kind of a weird extended Prince George, and, you know, we just love seeing them in. You know, it's a big thing.
Talk about the school program, and how easy is it to try to get Cougars into the public, into the schools, to meet people? Now, I know with COVID, it's a little bit more challenging than it has been in the past, but talk about the public relations side.
Yeah, the public relations side, like, we do the best we can. I mean, right now, it's mostly virtual just because we want to, you know, the league's kind of keeping our players protected, and we want to, you know, protect our guys from a lot of that stuff. So we keep it virtual, you know, if they can do some sort of chat, like we do a virtual birthday party. So if a kid can't make it in, you know, we'll get the guys to send them a video and wish them a happy birthday and stuff like that. Before the COVID stuff, and even now, even if we have to get them to do like the odd commercial and stuff like that, they're more than willing to. And honestly, like this group of kids this year, like compared to what I saw last year, they're really into it. Like they all really just have fun, which is, it's just fun to be around, you know.
Yeah, a lot of youthful enthusiasm.
Yeah, right. You know, it's some of their first commercials, and they're pretty pumped about it, right? So.
So I imagine you have your Monday morning meetings.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So who's involved? Fraser involved?
Yeah.
Andy.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yourself. Who else is involved?
We got Ian in there.
Oh yeah, Ian. Yeah.
We'll have somebody from the box office.
All right.
As well as Bev, our front office.
All of you guys are sitting around. You're inside the Cougar office.
Yep.
Zandy, just run it and get started. What happens in those meetings? Take us inside the meetings. What comes up, and you know, how opinionated everybody is, and how things go.
Kind of how the meetings go is, it just starts off like, Andy kicks it off, and just kind of we'll just chat about how our weekends went and stuff like that. During the COVID times, it was we had some interesting chats about what we were watching on the various streaming platforms. Yeah, like we chat about just kind of the stuff that comes up during the week, you know, anything that happened during the game days if we have a game or if somebody has a question. We bring it up and kind of see one of the things that we did during this today was finalizing what we're going to do for our Christmas pack and stuff like that. So we'll have some advertising going out for that. But it's just kind of... It's basically just, all right, what's on the table? Let's work our way through it. You know, who's got an opinion about something? And we just kind of put it out there. Like, for example, this year I'm doing a season ticket table.
Right, okay. Well,
every year I do a season ticket table. But this year I'm doing a draw specifically for season tickets. And, so we would have a chat about, hey, what do we want to give away this week? You know, what are we thinking? Is this too much? Is this... You know, is this not enough? Because we want to give them something good, right? That's the end of the day.
But
that's just how it goes. Same thing with, you know, if we have some sort of ticket pack coming out or if we have promotions, you know, like, for example, the Halloween game that's coming up on the 30th, you know, kind of what we're going to say to the people, what we're wanting to promote, what we're hoping is going to come out of that night kind of thing. So, which, by the way, hopefully everybody wears costumes. That's what we're, we love that. And, this is how we do. We just put our heads together and work through our whatever we got.
How far in advance? In other words, when you're having your round table Monday morning meetings, are you looking more what happened in the past and how you can move forward from that, take those concerns? Or are you looking ahead and say, hey, we can't do anything about the past. Let's look to the future. And how far in the future do you look at during these meetings?
It's a bit of both, like learning from our past and seeing what went wrong. But a lot of it is, okay, this happened. How can we in the future prevent it from happening? How can we fix it? Yeah, a lot of it is just realizing, you know, what happened in the past. We can't physically change that. And we want to just work better at just bettering ourselves. So the mask one was a perfect example. You know, the first game, it was good, but it could be better. And so we had a chat about it at the meeting. Okay, how can we make it better? And we took some extra steps in terms of just letting our security know, as well as some stuff with internally. And we think we've made it better so far. So
you greet the fans. When I say you greet, I'm talking about not just yourself, but Cougar employees greet fans before the game to alert them of the COVID protocols.
Yes. Yeah. We have some members at the door that just remind people. It's been pretty good. You know, I do want to give the city some credit. You know, the people have shown up. They've had their ID ready. They've had the scanner ready to, or the code ready to scan and stuff like that. And it's we just have people just letting them know. And on that point too, hopefully, you know, we'll be getting it better and having a bit more of a direct reach out in terms of letting people know what's going on with that kind of stuff. So
the most rewarding part of the job and the most challenging part of what you do?
Most rewarding part of the job is hands down seeing just smiles on kids' faces when they come to the games and just having people just leave happy. You know, that's what I'm in this for. You know, I want to have people, you know, life is stressful, you know, come on out and watch a sports game and just forget about it for a bit, right? And most challenging, I would say, is dealing with just the different changing times right now. I'd say, you know, it's a lot of, we'll have one plan that may fall apart, you know, in a week. Then 2 weeks later, it's back on. I think that's probably been the most challenging part so far.
Right. Okay, so as we look ahead, there's a lot that the Cougars have planned. You've talked about the immediate future with the Halloween night. We talked with Andy on an earlier podcast about some of the big promotions that you have planned. What sort of sticks out in your mind as you look ahead? I imagine the one honoring the health professionals.
Yeah. November 13th is a big one for that one. That'll be very good. I'm excited for that night. It's a bit of a newer night that we've done so far. And we're hoping that all the hospital workers and all the frontline people can come out and enjoy a night. On top of that, we have our teddy bear and toque toss coming up later in the November, as well as our fan appreciation night at the end of the year. That's going to be a blast. And we do have a Mardi Gras night, which is new as well. And we're going to be having some New Orleans specific stuff for that. And it's going to be a party. It's going to be fun.
So if somebody has a concern with the Cougars, do they call you, Kevin? Do they call Andy? Do they call whoever answers the phone? How do you go about that?
How does it work? So we... all of our numbers are online. Like, if they do want to get a hold of us, they can email us or give us a call. Like, our direct line is on there. Most of the time, they give Bev the call at the front office and kind of let her know what the issue is or what's on their mind. And she'll kind of decide if it's between myself, Ian, or Andy, and we'll help them out as best as we can after that.
Right. And, you know, you get a lot of these concerns and everything like that. When you find dealing with people, does it take much before they say, oh, okay, you know, to solve their situation? Does it get to a point sometimes where it's not as resolved as they want? How do you sort of try to make the fan, the customer, happy?
Yeah, so a big thing with that for me is just being honest. And, you know, if I can't physically do something, I'll let them know, hey, like, I can't do it, you know? Yeah. And a lot of the times, you know, especially with the COVID protocols and stuff like that, I just let them know, this is where we're at. Could change, you know, we know when they know, kind of thing. And it resolves it usually pretty quickly. There's some stuff where it takes a bit more work, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm always happy to do those extra steps if it requires it, to keep those people happy. But a lot of it is just explaining where we're at, being honest with them. And, most of the time they're pretty good with that.
The players all want to go to the NHL. Fraser and the booth, he'd like to go to the NHL. Not so sure about Andy. Maybe he would welcome that opportunity. Ian, what about yourself? What is your goals here? You know, you're relatively young, mid-20s.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of youthful enthusiasm. This is your second team in the juniors, your first WHL team. Where do you want to go?
Well, I just want to just keep growing. You know, at the end of the day, of course, the NHL is always a nice dream and a goal, of course. But at the end of the day, if I take this experience here and just know that I bettered myself and learned from it, then I'm happy. And you know, who knows how long that'll be. You know, I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. I like it up here. you know, I'm having fun doing it all. You know, hopefully there is another step I can take. I would love to welcome that opportunity, whether that's internally with the Cougars or if that's another league. But it's definitely just growth. That's my main goal always.
So your last question, was it more difficult doing a half-hour podcast or more difficult talking to the season ticket holders?
Ooh, that's a tough one. No, yeah. It's honestly, it's both been pretty fun, I'd say. Yeah. You know, I don't have any complaints about either. It's been fun. It hasn't been difficult at all. So I've had a blast, honestly.
All right, appreciate it. You take care. All the best. That is Kevin Padnode. He's a Prince George Cougars account executive. Would be more than happy to hear from you. You've been listening to CatScan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words.